An interesting film, although it looks very violent. The Hurt Locker by Kathryn Bigelow.
Welcome to Camp Victory.
Oh, Camp Victory? I thought this was Camp Liberty.
Oh, no, they changed that about a week ago. Victory sound better.
Yes, I think it's a very good Iraq film. It was in Venice last year and won the Cygnus Award. It won the Catholic Organization Award and the Youth Award. But it didn't win any of the major prizes, even though throughout the whole festival it had the most popular vote from the critics. But I think it's the trouble with do people want to see films about Iraq?
It looks very, very violent. It looks quite harrowing, actually.
How many bombs have you disarmed?
873.
873? You're a wild man, you know that?
Why did Cygnus single it out for an award?
Well, again, an interesting thing in Italy. I better go back a year before that, but the jury in 2007 was very impressed by a film called In the Valley of Elah.
Yes, I remember the film with Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, right. And Susan Sarandon.
Looking for
and,
his son, wasn't he?
Yes. His son had been murdered and
that's
he wanted
right.
to find
and
out why.
Right. That's right.
Well, now, that film was based on a series of Pulitzer Prize-winning articles from 2003 about the experience of the Americans in Iraq and afterwards. Now, the same author, whose name eludes me at the moment, wrote the articles on which The Hurt Locker was also based. But this time, it's all in Iraq until the end. And so we've got a small team of bomb diffusers, and the focus is on them.
What's the best way to go about disarming one of these things?
The way you and I, sir.
I didn't find it so violent compared, say, with other films. It's just that they do a very dangerous job. And the central character, played by Jeremy Renner, is rather a daredevil.
This box is full of stuff.
It almost killed me.
What about this one? Where's this one from, Will?
It's my wedding ring. Like I said, stuff that almost killed me.
And he goes out, but you do see some defusing episodes which aren't successful and people are killed. And there's also a confrontation between an allied group and the people who are holed up in the desert and attack them. But apart from that, it's, I think, also a psychological drama about American involvement and the repercussions.
You wrote a very interesting phrase in your review. You said, the point is being made that for the average soldier, and perhaps for commanders as well, it's that they are not fighting for a cause or ideals, but just fighting. And for some, that is an addiction.
We're going on a mission. And my job is to keep you safe so we can keep going on mission.
It's combat, buddy.
Go! Everybody get back!
Go, go, go!
It is, and I suppose that's the trait of the central character. At the end, he goes back for a vacation to America, and there's a scene in a supermarket very similar to Oliver Stone's supermarket scene in Heaven and Earth, and he's just overwhelmed by the comfort, the variety of what's available, and he feels then that this isn't the place for him, he should go back. And I was interested that some people thought that just simply by his wanting to go back, the film was supporting American involvement. I would have thought it was actually critical of the involvement and raising the question, as you did, about the addiction.
Well, that's what comes through watching. I watched the trailer, and that's what came through to me. Most definitely a strong condemnation of the war as such.
You realize every time you suit up, it's life or death.
Found something.
You roll the dice.
It's interesting.
A very
male
looking film, isn't it?
Well, I was just going to say it's actually directed by a woman, Kathryn Bigelow, who has done some action films.
Yes.
She did Point Break.
Yes, yes.
And she did K-19 about the submarine. So she's got a feel for that, but unfortunately, she wasn't in Venice to receive our award, but they gave the prizes from the others as well to Sister Rose Picard, with whom I do some writing, and for her to present them the award in Los Angeles which earlier in the year she did, and Catherine Bigelow was appreciative of getting those awards.
I'm sure she was. Yes. Goodness, a very prestigious award it is. So, recommended for an adult audience.
And also, I think, now that President Bush has finished his terms, and we saw it in Venice during the Bush administration, now that we're in the Obama years with a different perspective on Iraq, it'd be very interesting how the audiences look at it these days, especially the critical point of view.
Oh, boy.